Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for dialing in to No Days Off Kingdom Gospel Radio. You're now listening to The Word, and this is your host, Pastor Dorothea Patterson. And I just want to thank everybody that is listening and will be listening. I want to open up in prayer on tonight, because I just trust God on tonight that, you know, he is in control, that the Holy Ghost is in control. The Bible teaches us that, you know, at that given hour that, you know, God is going to give us what to say. You know, at all times, let's be in the Spirit. And so, God, I just ask that you come in on this line on tonight, oh, Father God. You know exactly who will be listening. You know exactly what needs to be said, oh, Father God, because you are all-knowing, oh, Father God. But I pray right now that your anointing fall right now, oh, Father God, that the spirit of truth right now be released right now in the name of Jesus, that deaf ears may open on tonight, oh, Father God, blinded eyes may see, oh, God. We speak life right now into every dead situation right now, oh, God. But we know that you are turning it around right now, that you're turning it into our favor, oh, Father God, and we know that it is power in the power of prayer. We know that there's power in your word, power to defeat Satan on tonight. We come to defeat Satan. We come right now to destroy every work right now of Satan as you have called us and ordained us to do on tonight, oh, Father God. We know that your word is a two-edged sword on tonight, and we come, oh, God, swinging your sword right now, oh, God. Put your word in our mouth right now in the name of Jesus. But we know that demons is trembling right now in the mentioning of that name. The sickness and disease is drying up right now in that name. Lord, we just pray that you're in the midst, where we know that you are, where you said that you would never leave us nor forsake us. So we thank you on tonight, and we thank everybody that is on the line. And y'all just pray my strength in the Lord. It's a little late on tonight, but I am ready. I'm energized. My spirit is definitely energized and lifted up. This is the day of the Lord that we set aside for God on today, and I'm just excited. I'm excited for the word. I'm excited for what he is doing, because he's a mighty God. One thing that I know, that God is real. God is awesome. If he don't do another thing, hallelujah, I know that he exists. I know that he is real. I know that the word that I read every day and the word that I stand on every day is real and it is true and it is active. He said, for the word, it's life. It's life. It's living. It's the living word. It's the true and living word on tonight. And I have my word open on tonight, and I'm just going to be coming before you. And I'm actually going to come before you with the same message I had earlier today. Well, I don't know if it's going to be the same message, but it's going to be the same scripture that I'm coming out of today. I did a YouTube video today. You know, God gave me a word, and I said, Lord, you know, God is about spreading his gospel. Who knows that? God said, I want you to spread this gospel across the four corners of this world. And that's what it's about, that we take God's gospel to the nations, no matter how we have to do it. Because one thing Pastor Todd Quaid is that everybody not coming into to the church house, but we must compel them to come into the church house so that they may be saved. The end result is that they come, hallelujah, that they may be saved. And so we want the prayer on tonight for the people to be compelled. We want to pray that God's strength on tonight, hallelujah, be released, hallelujah, amongst his people, that God's spirit be released in the midst, hallelujah, not in the midst, but we want to be filled, hallelujah. We want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. We want to be filled with the fire. We want to be moved with the fire. And God want to talk a little bit about that on tonight, that we must move according. He said, at all times, be in the Spirit. Don't you know that he has empowered us? Hallelujah. Pastor Quaker talked about it a little bit, about being empowered, hallelujah, with the Holy Ghost. Don't you know that we cannot defeat Satan without the power of the Holy Ghost? You cannot defeat the enemy that is in your life without the power of the Holy Ghost. But the power of the Holy Ghost give us power over every power of Satan. Do you understand that on tonight? That the power of the Holy Ghost change your life from the inside out. It does something on the inside of you. We can change the outside, and we can have the form of God, but denying the power thereof. We can know, you know, the word or some of the word, and do, but it's the Holy Ghost that will bring us to all truth. It's the Holy Ghost that will bring us to all understanding and understand things of God. The Bible talk about the wisdom of God. We want to seek the wisdom of God. We want to seek the face of God. We want to be thirsty for God. We want to be hungry for God. That when we're hungry, we're chasing after the things of God. We're not chasing after the things of this world. We're not thinking about secular things, but we're thinking about what God has called us to do. And Satan, his mission is to stop God's people from doing what God called them to do. That's why he had to rebuke Satan. Jesus had to rebuke Peter. He said, you know, he rebuked Satan. He said, look, get ye behind me, Satan. He had to rebuke, look, I'm coming. I have a will to do. I have something to do. So Satan is going to try to stop you. Satan is going to come. He said, I've come. Satan come to deceive the whole world. So if Satan can deceive God's people and deceive people that think that they're on a way that seems right, the Bible said it seems right to you. You have justified it in your own mind. Hallelujah, that your way, that you don't need God, that you don't need, that you know, to obey the commands, and it's okay, you know, God's love and his mercy and his grace is coming. Oh, yes, we do have his love. Yes, we do have his mercy. We do have his grace, but God is calling us, hallelujah, to a higher, calling us to the suffering. He's calling us to the persecution. He's calling us to these things. He's also calling you to peace. He's also calling you to deliverance. He's also calling you to healing. He's calling you to several things. But the point of the matter is this, that we keep our eyes on the prize, that we keep our eyes on Jesus, and we stand on the very word of God. Hallelujah. See, we cannot stand outside of the word of God. And we're here on tonight because I'm going to share the good news with you. Hallelujah, the good news. See, we're preaching the good news. We're here to preach the unadulterated, hallelujah, word of God. Hallelujah, we're here to preach the fullness of the book. Hallelujah, Satan, he don't want you to know the fullness of God. He wants you just to know, you know, just a little bit, the surface. He wants you to know of God, but he don't really want you to have a true relationship with God. A lot of us know God. We heard of God. We can identify, you know, when people are talking about God, but do we have a relationship with God? Can he call us friends? Hallelujah. Are we a friend to God? Because God want to be a friend to us. God is calling you higher. God is calling you into a place, a sacred place with him, an intimate place with him. See, this walk is intimate, hallelujah. It's intimate, like you're intimate with your partner. It's that intimate with God. It's that it's going to be times where you're still away and you're going to be in the presence of God. It's going to be times where God isolates you, hallelujah, so that you can get closer to him, so that you can hear his voice. He will block everything out, hallelujah, every other voice, so that you will hear his voice. See, Satan's voice, you know, want to blend in with God. He want to sound like God, hallelujah, but he is not God, hallelujah. See, what he do, he leads you far away from God, but the things of God, hallelujah, it draws you nigh to him, hallelujah. When you seek in his faith and you seek in God's presence, hallelujah, it's going to draw you nigh to him. It's going to begin to do something, hallelujah, in you, in the inside, and eventually your light is going to shine, hallelujah. But the light that is shining is coming from the inside. Hallelujah. That's why you can go to church and people, see, you can go to church, hallelujah, and you can have the light inside of you, and someone next to you could be sitting in purity darkness, and they need a deliverance. So the light that is in you, hallelujah, should be a reflection, hallelujah, that they will see the light, that they will want to change, and they will want to come into a place of true repentance. Hallelujah. Because, see, God is a deliverer. We have to be a testimony. And we have to show people that, look, if God brought me out and if God brought me through, he can also bring you through. We can't be, you know, having not the fruits of the Spirit, but the fruits of the peace, the love, come on, the long-suffering, you know, the patience, and yet all of these things God is calling us to. These are things that when you have the Holy Ghost and it's dwelling within you, it comes, these are the fruits, hallelujah. I was reading the scriptures the other day about how when the tree did not bear fruit and it did not spring forth any fruit, God cut it down. So you want to bear the fruit. You want to bear fruit. You don't just want to be so-called rooted, but bear no fruit. See, some of us is rooted with no fruit, God said. But God said it's time to produce. It's time to produce. Hallelujah. This is what God is saying. Hallelujah. And it's going to kind of take me right into my word today. Hallelujah. And what God is saying. He is saying, I'm coming out of Luke 10. And I'm going to read Luke 10 on today. God is ready to spring us forth. God is ready to do something in our life. I'm about to get into the word, hallelujah. And we're going to just let the Holy Ghost take over and let the Holy Ghost have his way. And I'm coming. This is Luke 10. And I'm going to start right from verse 1. Hallelujah. Actually, I'm going to go in. I'm going to read. No, I'm not going to read that. I'm going to come back to that. I might read that last. That's in Luke 9. It's a scripture in Luke 9. I want to read, but I'm going to read it last. Okay, starting at verse 1. Let me go ahead. After these things, the Lord appointed the other 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place, whether he himself would come. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into the harvest. So God said, look, the harvest is plenty. It's plenty work to do, but the laborers are few. People, he said, they don't want to labor. He said, go your ways. He said, behold, I send you forth as a lamb among the wolves. He said, look, I'm sending you out there, and I'm sending you as lambs. This is after he empowered. Hallelujah, because I'm getting to that. He said, go your way. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among the wolves. So the wolves is out there, they looking to devour you, hallelujah. He said, carry neither purse, nor scrip, nor shoe, or and salute no man by the way. And into whatsoever house you enter, first say, peace be to this house. So wherever he send you, go with peace. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn to you again. And in the same house, remain, eating and drinking. And you have to remember back in the Bible days, Jesus was going and doing house visits. He was not really particularly talking about even actually a church or a ministry, but it was times with Jesus and the prophets, and God was sending people to the house. You are the house. You are the temple. So he said, and in the same house remain eating and drinking such things as they give. For the laborers is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house, and into whatsoever city you enter, and they shall receive you. Eat such things as are set before you, and heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is nigh unto you. He said, the kingdom of God is here, nigh. Well, I'm healing the sick. When you're healing the sick, and he said, I've empowered you. Let them know that it's not something that they're waiting, they're here. They was waiting on, you know, they didn't think that Jesus was really the Messiah. They're still waiting. No, the kingdom of God is here. The promise is here right now. But until whatsoever city you enter and they receive you not, go your ways out into the streets of the same, and even the very dust of your it said even the very dust of your city, which cleaveth on us, we do wipe off against you. Nevertheless, stand and be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. So here we again, though God is saying again, look, the kingdom of God has come nigh. It's here right now. Right now. He said, but I say unto you that it shall be more terrible in that day for Sodom than for the city. He said, woe unto thee. Let me go down here. He said, but it shall be more tolerable for you than Tyre and Sodom at the judgment than for you. He said, he that heareth you heareth me, and he that despiseth you despiseth me, and he that despiseth me despiseth him that sent me. And I said, so I sent you. Not that, again, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting God. He said, in the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Catch it, through thy name, through who name? Through Jesus' name. And he said unto them, I behold Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power. This is where I was getting to right here. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over the power of Satan, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. He said, look, I've given you the power. I've read all this to get to here. He said, you have the power of the Holy Ghost. You can tread on serpents. You can tread on scorpions. He said, and over every power of the enemy, and no means shall anything harm you. So we have nothing to worry about. This is the power that we want. He said, notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits are unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. So your name got to be written in heaven. When you get this power, your name is written in heaven. Rejoice because of that. Not so much that the demons is subject unto your name, because you have to understand that at the end of the scriptures that talk about, they're going to cast demons out in his name, do all this in his name, heal the sick, raise the dead. I did all this in your name, Jesus. And yes, I did it. And yeah, I prophesied in your name. And he's going to say, depart from me, for your work is workers of iniquity, because I never knew you. So what do he mean by I never knew you? Your heart wasn't with me. Your heart was not right. Even though, see, our works is not going to get us into heaven. Our work's not going to get it into heaven. But God, he's going to examine your heart. He's going to examine your intentions. He said every word that you spoke out your mouth is going to be judged. Your thoughts is going to be judged. And this is what we do not understand. We're looking at everything else. But God said, I'm telling you now that we need to examine ourselves. So don't be so hyped that I empowered you and that I'm using you for my good and for my glory. Some of us get too hyped, but he said, look, just be, you better, the main goal to this, basically saying, is that you haven't bound.
The main thing to this is the kingdom of God is at hand. And so we don't want to be preaching the gospel, and we don't want to be setting everybody else free, but we're not free. We're not free. You want to be free. And until we free ourselves, we can't free nobody else. You can't be. That's just like Pastor Tyson was saying, devils can't cast out devils. So how you have a devil and you want to cast the devil out? You can't back a devil up with a devil. Only with the power of the Most High God can you back devils up. Can you only with the Spirit of God and the fire of the Holy Ghost can you burn up everything that's not like God, according to the Word of God. So it's more than, you know, it's more, Jesus said, that's what he says, you got to confess with your mouth and believe with your heart. So because he know that many of us confess with our mouth, but we don't really believe what God say in our heart. What God's book is really not on our heart. His words is not really planted on our heart. God said, I want my word to be planted on your heart. I want to be one with you. I don't want to say depart from me because your works is a work of iniquities. And we thinking that we're going to make it into heaven without having a true relationship with God. No, God said, I wish that no man go to hell. He's a loving God. He's a forgiving God. He gave his only begotten son. So we have no excuse. We have a choice to be free through Christ Jesus, but will we reject that truth? Will we have the right to be free because of the blood. So we got a choice on today. He said, so choose this day. Who are you really going to serve? Confess with your mouth, but also believe in your heart that I am who I said that I am. This is what God is saying. Believe what I say. Believe the scripture. Believe that I will never leave you or forsake you. Believe you that the house that I built is built upon a rock, and not even the gates of hell can overturn it, cannot overthrow what God has. What God has for you is for you. It's nothing that Satan can do. God has a plan for your life. Each and every last one of us, God said, I have a plan for your life, and I plan to prosper you. I plan to bless you. I plan to bring you out, those that love me, those that serve me, those that have received me into their life, into their heart, into their homes, into their church, into their cities. I'm going to bless you. He said, I hear the cries of my people. Satan, deceive us in this season. Because like Pastor Taquay just said, that Satan's kingdom is not divided against each other, but his kingdom is uniform. But it's God. It's God. It's the church, God said, where division come in. And he's talking about within people and division come in. So if you let Satan come into your heart and he creep in. And the Bible said, yeah, he's going to creep in to the church and he's going to bring the spirit of division and offense and all these things. And if you don't have the Spirit of God, you cannot stand. Because he said, I'm coming, and he's bringing a separation. And one thing, you know, it's like, okay, God, you're saying that, you know, we have to stand, but then you bring the separation. He mean the people of God to stand. He want us to stand, be like-minded. But he want to bring a separation for those that really don't love God. He said, I'm going to separate the sheep from the goats. So it's time that God will bring a separation, and we can't fellowship with everybody, but it should be some type of fellowship. But then again, the Bible say that it's only a few. It's only a few that's like-minded. You're only going to find a few. So sometimes it may be you on the corner. You crying out to God. You're hollering out to God. You're pleading to God. And he said, I hear the prayers of my people. That's why he said, pray without ceasing. See, we got to pray without ceasing. See, Satan want to get us to a place where, you know, we feel as though we have a raw. It's not a day that I don't think I have to pray. It's not a day that I don't think that I have to get before God face. I ask him for help every day. Lord, help me. Lord, give me strength every day. I don't think it's a day because our faith is always, come on, it is being tested. Our faith is always, every level that God is taking you to, the deeper God is taking you to, you know, it takes faith to go out to the deep part. It takes courage to go out to the deep parts of the water. We got to go into the deep part, and it takes faith. And our faith is getting tested. We're in the fire furnace, and our faith is getting tested. Let me read a little bit. I'm going to come in. This is James chapter 1. And he said, what did he say here? He said, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. Come on, because this. Okay. It said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. He says, look, ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driving with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. So, look, we can't be wavering in our thoughts. We can't be double-minded in our thoughts, wavering back and forth in our faith, God said. He said, for let that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. He said, let the brethren of the low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich man that he is made low because of the flower of the grass shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with the burning heat, but is withering the grass, and the flower therefore falleth, and the grace of the fashion of its perish. So it says, so also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. He said, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life. Hallelujah. That's what it's all about, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. He said, let no man, when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot tempt with evil, neither tempteth he any man, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. He said, then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of light. With wisdom is no barbarousness. He said, neither shadow of turning. He said, of his own will begot him us with the word of truth, that we shall be a kind of first fruit of his creatures. So he said, look, he said, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. So we got to flee from temptation. We got to flee from the things of Satan, what Satan is tempting us to do. Because he's coming to pull us away from the things of God. He's coming, and I'm talking about our mind, hallelujah, and just our desire and our passion to do what God has called us to do. The fire must continue to burn. He don't want the fire. He don't want the fire to dwindle down. You don't want the fire. We feel the fire dwindling down. We got to read a little bit more. We got to get in the Word a little bit more. We gotta get on our knees, and we have to ask God, Lord, I can't do it without you. I need the fire. I need the fire, God. Lord, whatever you do, don't take your spirit, man. And so, Lord, we thank you that you are with us and you empowered us, and we have power over every power of the enemy. And we know in the dark times, in the times that we're walking by sight, and we think we walk in the spirit realm. We think we discern what is right, and God is saying, nope, a little bit more. What do you see again? What do you see again? Tell me what you see in this vision. What am I showing you? What am I saying to you? So God is bringing us into a season to be intimate with him, to really be one with him, to really walk with him, because we don't want to be outside of the will of God. That's why it's important that we renew our mind. Renew our mind with the word of God. Renew your mind. Daily, he said daily, every day. Eat this word every day. He said that we cannot live on bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. That's what he said. We need to eat the word. We need the word, the fullness of the word, and the understanding. We got to get our pencils. We got to get our pads. We have to get dictionaries and understand and break the word of God down. He says, study to show yourself approved. And the Holy Ghost will reveal. The Holy Ghost will bring it. We can't come no other way. We got to come straight through Christ. We got to come straight through, through the door. We got to come to him. We can't X out the middle of the book. We can't X out part of the commandment. We Xing out part of the commandment. It is very important for us to remind ourselves of the commandments daily. We must know the law, just like you have to know this law out here, this worldly law. And you're not breaking that, but we study breaking commandments, though. We study breaking God's commandments. But we're afraid of the popo. We're afraid to break the law, in school, or break the law, at work, or go against the grain when it comes to the government. But we're not afraid of God. That's why God said we have no fear of him. So God want to put the fear back, the fear of God, that if we, in the will of God, we should be afraid. If my mind is not on the things of God, I should be afraid. This is what God is saying on tonight. Oh, this is kind of deep. I said, oh, Lord God. Because you want to know why we should be afraid, this is God is good. He said, because the end of times is nigh, and we don't have time to be playing with God. This is why. His time is close. He has called us to do mighty things. And especially in this end time, people are dying. Tomorrow on my job, I got to go, and I'll be there like all day. But I have to go before Common Council and speak concerning the visible poverty that is in the community with the homeless and, the drug addicts and, all of these people. And so it's so-called a discussion concerning a resolution on how to stop this. And I'm like, oh, gosh. And when my manager, my boss, the executive director asked that I would go and speak and be, you know, a part of that and speak on that thing, I said, I know it's not the God, I'm praying because I know that God hear the poor. And it's not so much to get, it's not about government, but he spoke, he went to Pharaoh and said, let my people go. He was a voice. He said, you will not oppress my people. And I believe that God hear his people. And this is what God has called us to do. Satan, he want us to be discouraged. He want us to be distracted, but God called us to do a work. You were born and you was created to do something mighty for God. And it is already in you. You are already equipped to do what you are born to do, what you are created to do. And God called us to go out. It's not just about what's in the four walls. And I'm not saying neglect the assembling of the people because that's very important too. That's in the word too. That's what he said, let my house be a house of prayer, a house of worship. But he has called us to go out into the world and to heal the sick and to minister and to help the needy and the poor. Poor, he said, help. And it may not be all the time a financial help that you can give to individuals because it was time when the disciples, when they asked the disciples, you know, for money, and they said, look, money I don't have, but I have something greater. I have something greater for you. And so I may not be always able to provide, but I know somebody that can. I know there's somebody that do. His name is Jesus. I know in his name he will make provisions for you. I know someone named Jehovah Jireh, which is our God, and he will provide as he provided the children of Israel. I can tell you that. And so God has called us to go out and to pray and to bind up, you know, and to heal the brokenhearted. He called us to do that. You don't know how many people come into my office crying in distress. You don't know the situations that people are really in and they have gotten themselves into. But it's okay. God said, look, I am your help. I am your savior. And this is what God has called us to do. So people are out there broken. I get to see it firsthand. Not only as a pastor, but because of the job that I have, I get to see it. God allowed me to see firsthand in the dirt, in the crunches, what it really is. And people are going through, and people are suffering, and people need to know that God is real and the gospel is real, and they need to make a decision to choose him, to choose life and not death. It's in a choice. It's in a choice. Choose to be saved. Choose to be delivered. Choose to be set free. It's a choice. Then you're going to be filled with the fire. Then you're going to know what it is to really know who God is. Then you're going to be filled with the peace, but you have to receive them first. Then you're going to be restored. He's going to heal you, but you have to receive them first. You can't reject them. You can't expect the things of God, and you don't want God. But the promises, and the inheritance is for those that believe. So you want to be a believer. You want to say yay and amen to God because you want that from God. And God, he said, look, I sent my only begotten son that you may be restored. I took the keys. From Satan. Who got the keys, man? We got the keys. We have authority over Satan. We have power over Satan. We have the same resurrection power that raised Christ from the dead. It's no devil in hell. It's no demon. It's no warlock. It's no witch. It's no deception that is going to enter into my mind or enter into my heart in Jesus' name. I won't let offense. I won't let unforgiveness. I won't let a haughty mind. I won't let pride and arrogance or none of these things get in the way of what God is called us to do and what God has called us to be. And with the Holy Ghost, it cannot rest there. Pride can't rest where the Holy Ghost is at. Unforgiveness can't rest there. It just can't. It just cannot. When God is doing a work in you and the feeling of, it can't, I'm sorry, it just can't rest there. You're going to forgive. You're going to love. They're going to be like, oh, why are you, you know, why are you not mad? Why are you not, you know, they've been cursed you out. They done fussed you out on Facebook, and they done did this and they did that, and you mean that you, you know, no. They treating you like that, and you still being nice to them because that's what God called to do. The Holy Ghost, because one of the fruits is love. I got love in me. I got love in me. And it said love cover a multitude of sins. So if love cover a multitude of sins, then here we go with forgiveness. So that's our forgiveness. I forgive you. And I ain't going to let you kill me. I'm going to separate myself because I was told anyway to bring a separation. Sometimes we got to bring a separation. And God will bring a separation. And that's okay, too, because he's doing it for your good. He said, I'm not doing these things that you may be harmed. I'm not doing these things to harm you. I'm doing these things because I'm trying to bring you to where I'm destined you to be. You're destined to be great. You're destined to do what I said. Like, my word is going to come to pass, but it's going to by your faith. It's a faith thing. Your faith. It may not be nobody else's faith. Nobody know what God said to you but you sometimes. And maybe he may send the prophet, but you know what God called you to. So you got to be faithful to what God called you to, no matter what it is. You got to be faithful. He called us to, like, our children. He called us to things. I got to be faithful to my kids. I got to be faithful to my husband. I got to be faithful to my church. I got to be faithful to my grandkids. I got to be faithful to my job. I got to be faithful to the things he called me to, the things he destined me. I'm destined to do certain things. Some things you're destined since birth to do. God has been raising you up, cultivating you and molding you for what you are about to do in due time. But it is going to happen. But we, in the meantime, we can't be discouraged. We can't take our hands off. Take our hands off the plow. I'm just going to read this a little bit. I'm just going to be reading, because this is called the Word. So now I'm in John 10. It said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climb up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of the stranger, but will flee from him. For they know not the voice of the stranger. So we got to flee. We got to flee from the voice of Satan. We got to flee. He said, but we know his voice, though. And a stranger we shall not follow. This is what God is saying. So we got to be, we got to, and if you come any other way, you're saying, because and creeping in the church, no, we, God is saying we have to understand that the robber and the thief is coming. The robber and the thief is coming. But who are we? Who are we? We belong to God. We're prepared, and we see. We know God's voice. We hear him. He's going to tell us. He's going to warn us. He said, no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. So that's what he means, no weapon. No weapon, no matter what Satan tried to throw your way. Trust me, it is not going to work. It cannot work. It's impossible for it to work against God's people. That's why it's important for us to be on the right side. That's why it's important for us to choose this day who we're going to serve. You can call somebody 50 million times for prayer, but if you don't submit after a while, if you don't turn after a while, it's going to be on you, because it's at the end, it's going to be your judgment. It's going to be my judgment. So we can preach, and many will reject it, and some will receive it. But the Bible said many reject it. But it does not matter. It did not stop God from going out. It did not stop him from preaching the gospel. It did not stop him from healing those that needed to be healed and set free and delivered. He said, it's the labor. Let's go back to the word. He said that the laborers are few, but the harvest is plenty. The harvest is plenty. So it's many people that need to be saved and delivered. It's much work that needs to be done in the kingdom of God. Much work. But nobody want to do the work. Me and Pastor Todd Crazy was talking about this not too long ago. And, you know, it's funny when it comes down to really grinding and doing, you know, the hard work and the labor work, nobody want to do it. But it's okay if they want to go to church and they want to shout, but they don't want to do the footwork. They don't want to do the footwork. And when God say go out and to do this and to help the needy or to pass out a sandwich or some water or to just the minister, you know, you may have to prophesy, you know, whoever God leads you, nobody want to do the dirty work. Nobody want to talk to the people. Nobody want to hug the people. Nobody want to love the people. Nobody want to do the things. Then we don't want to do the things that it takes to be anointed to be able to do these things, because before he sends you out, you got to remember, you have to be empowered by the Holy Ghost. You have to be anointed for these things. And because he said, I'm sending you out amongst the wolves. I'm sending you out. So I'm in the midst of wolves, and I'm like, oh, God, I'm praying, Lord, 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 on my job, in the midst of wolves. Go outside in the midst of wolves, because Satan is always going to try to stop what God has ordained you to do. But because of the anointing and the fire that is on your life, it cannot happen. It will not happen, no matter what it looked like, no matter what it feels like. God will empower his people to do what they're called to do. He will empower you to destroy Satan, to destroy the things that Satan is sending your way. All you got to do, he said, be armored up. That's why he said, put on the full armor. You got to be full on full armor so that you can quench them fiery darts. Because Satan stays shooting, he loves shooting darts. The breastplate of righteousness, The helmet of salvation, your word. Be ready to stand against the wiles of Satan, for he's not giving us a spirit of fear, but of power, love in a sound mind. You must have a sound mind. And the only way you're going to have a sound mind if you know the word of God. The only way that you want to have a sound mind is through the Holy Ghost. For he's giving us a spirit. It's a spirit of, come on, power, love, and a sound mind. He's going to put his spirit in you. You're going to operate and you're going to move accordingly, according to what God has called you to do, according to what God. See, we have a will for our life, and we have a plan for our life sometimes, and then God have another whole plan. He will interrupt the plans that you have and what you thought you wanted for your life. And God will say, no, that is not the will for your life. Even though it may not be something sinful, God is just saying, no, that's not, I didn't call you to be, you know, a cook. I know you want to cook, but you can't cook. So you not called you to be his praise and worship leader, but every time I get you the, you know, the praise and try to usher in the presence, you act like you don't want to do that. So God is saying, look, whatever he called you to, whatever is the will, we got to know, God, what is the will? Jesus knew the will, okay, for his life. Moses knew the will for his life. Noah knew the will for his life. They all knew the will. Why? How do they know? Because God told them, whether God told them in person, spoke to them, or whether God sent the prophet to them, they knew the will. They had communication with God. They communicated with God. They talked to God. So if we don't never talk to God about what he called us to do, then how are we going to know? How are we going to know what to do? So we have to seek God, and we got to talk to God. Lord, okay, you said that I am to do X, Y, and Z. And you know what? He gave Noah the instructions how to do X, Y, and Z. And in the due season, it was what it was. So in due season, no matter how long it takes, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Don't despise, you know, small beginnings. Don't despise how long it something takes. Because according to the word, it is going to happen. It's going to spring forth swiftly in this season. How do I know that? Because the Bible said it. Because God said it. So when you know what the Bible say, Satan can't come in to scare with you. Satan couldn't come in and scare with Noah. He kept on building the boat. No matter how many people said, oh, you know, you a fool, you dumb, you this, you that. He kept on building the boat. He didn't care what nobody said, care what it looked like. He didn't care that he was building this boat on dry land, no water, no nothing. He did not care. But in due season, God did exactly what he said he was going to do. So by faith, Noah was building the boat. So you keep on building your boat by faith. No matter what the naysayers say, no matter what the enemy try to tell you, you keep on pressing towards the mark. You keep on pressing because know this, that you can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens you. You have to know that no weapon formed against you shall not prosper. And what the enemy meant for bad, God said, I'm going to turn it good. This is what you got to stand on, the word of God. Not your thoughts, not your emotions, but the word of God. Not what you think, not what you feel, because the Bible said that your thoughts is far from my thoughts and your ways is way far from my ways. So we have to stand on what is true and what is direct in the word of God. And we got to choose this day who we're going to serve. We got to go and do what God has called us to do because time is winding down. And the end of time is nigh. We're in the end of time. We don't know. Me and my mother talk about 2 hours tonight concerning the end of time. You know, the book of Revelations is very, you know, that's a tricky book. And I don't know. I read some stuff in there. So I'm like, okay, you know, well, you know, explain to me what they mean by this, Mom. And, you know, but the book say this, you know, the 1,000 years reign and, you know, all of this. But, you know, but it's certain things that we won't know in its fullness to the end. We understand that. You know, just because we don't understand some things, that don't mean we ain't going to be, because we don't understand the whole Bible, that don't mean that we're going to go to hell. We got to believe that Jesus Christ is who he said he was. We got to confess with our mouth, believe in our heart that he is, you know. And, you know, but it's certain things that we may not have an answer to. Don't let that stop anything. Don't be so heavenly minded that we know earthly good. We just may not understand that thing. You may not understand it. And then some people may understand it and you may just not get it. But know this for sure. The Holy Ghost, that's what's important. That's my point. That we are, that our name is written in the book of life. That's what is important God is saying on tonight. Not that we can do all these things and, you know, he can empower us. He wants us to be empowered. He wants us to be empowered. He wants us to have the Holy Ghost. It's a gift. The Holy Ghost is a gift. The Holy Ghost is a comforter. But he said most of all, above all things, is that you're heaven bound and that we haven't bound. Because, again, many is prophesying in his name. Many is healing in his name. Many, God said, and I just want to just thank everybody. I'm going to wrap it up. Wow, right on time, 11:30. I did my hour, but God is good. God is awesome. It's being encouraged. You know, this whole thing is, I want you to be encouraged in your walk with God, no matter where you're at, no matter what season you're in, be encouraged that you will finish and you will see the prize because God has something in store. He had plans for your life and you will see it too. No matter, we go through different stages in our walk with God and salvation, and you know he's preparing us like he had to prepare the disciples. You know he's preparing you. He's completing the work. We got to let God complete the work. We got to let God do what he needs to do in our life because he's an awesome God. He's a mighty God, and that's one thing that I do. I stand on that. God don't tell you none of these things to hurt you. God tell you these things, you know, to build you up, to build me up. These are saying, I had to read these words, you know, as I read the Bible and God's speaking to me and God is dealing with me. And you know, this is what the Bible is for. Because I love you so. I love you so. And time is running out and God don't have time. He don't have time to play. He said, cry loud and spare not. Cry loud and spare not. We have to because the end of time is nigh. We don't know what's coming our way. We don't know what destructions are coming our way. We got to get our minds right. We got to get our hearts right. We got to get our hearts right. Because I'm telling you, that is what is going to count at the end. When we go before the judge, he's going, oh, your heart. Oh, what were your intentions? Your heart, your words, why you said the what? All these things, I'm telling you, it's in the word, we're going to be judged. You know, every word that comes out of them, you're going to be judged on them. The Lord. So, God, we thank you tonight, God. We thank you for just being in the midst, oh, God. Yes, we thank you, God. We thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us right now. We bind up the hand of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, we rebuke you in the name of mighty Jesus.
that we're covered in the blood. Our family is covered in the blood. We will have sweet sleep on tonight, God. You will help us through the week, oh God. You will finish the work that you started in us, oh God. You will fill us with the power of the Holy Ghost, oh God. You will anoint our hands, oh Father God, and everything that we put our hands to, it will come to pass, oh God. You will put the word in our mouth to speak and to minister to the lost, oh God, that they may be set free, oh Father God. They may be healed, oh Father God, from childhood trauma, oh Father God, from mental illness, oh Father God, from prostitution, the spirit of lust, oh Father God, promiscuous, oh God. Lord, we come against it in the name of Jesus. We release your love right now, oh God, through the power of the Holy Ghost, oh Father God. Lord, touch their minds, oh God, renew their minds, oh God. Heal the hearts, restore, oh God, redeem, oh God, for you are able to do the impossible, God. You're able to do what men cannot do, oh Father God. Put the words in our mouth, oh Father God, when we go to speak on behalf of others, oh Father God. Lord, hear the cries of your people, oh Father God. Hear the prayers of your people, oh Father God. You told us to pray with a surety, knowing as we pray that you are going to do exactly what we ask you to do, oh Father God. Lord, we ask you right now, oh Father God, just to cover your people, oh Father God. Send them the help that they need, oh Father God. Lord, restore your church right now in the name of Jesus. Restore your people right now, oh Father God, where they have been wounded, oh Father God. Lord, restore them and heal them right now, oh God. Lord, renew their spirit right now, oh Father God, where they're discouraged, oh Father God. Lord, we ask you right now in the mighty name of Jesus to let your will be done, oh Father God, in their life, oh Father God, in their family, oh Father God, on their job, oh Father God, when they go to work, oh Father God, be there with them, oh Father God, let the angels, oh Father God, fight on their behalf, oh Father God. But whatever you plan for them to do, oh Father God, reveal it to them, oh Father God. Minister to them, oh Father God. But we know that you're able to do it, oh Father God. We know that you're going to bring it to pass if you said it, oh Father God, because you're not a man that you should lie, oh Father God, but you're a mighty God. You're an awesome God. We know that prayer works, oh Father God. Prayer is mighty, oh Father God. You said pray without ceasing, oh Father God. We pray and we come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We come in the spirit, oh Father God, for the spirit will give us utterance, oh Father God, when we don't know what to pray, oh Father God. Lord, our moaning and groaning, oh Father God, you will know, oh Father God. You know exactly what we need before we even ask, oh Father God. But Lord, we want to be more like you, oh Father God. Give us a thirst after you, a hunger after you, oh Father God, to seek your face, oh Father God. Lord, forgive us for everything that we have done that is not like you, oh Father God. Lord, continue to cleanse us, oh Father God. Purify us right now, oh Father God, with the blood, with the fire right now, oh Father God. Burn up everything in us that's not like you, oh Father God. Lord, put your word on our hearts, oh Father God, that we may not sin against you, oh Father God, that we may live upright lives, oh Father God, that we may be righteous, oh Father God, before you, oh Father God, and we may come boldly before the throne, oh Father God, asking you anything in Jesus' name, and it shall be done according to your word, oh Father God. And Lord, I just pray that you bless your people, that you heal your people, oh Father God, that you open up deaf ears, oh Father God, that you heal their hearts, oh Father God, so that they can receive your word, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray, amen. Thank you, everybody, for listening to No Days Off, Kingdom Gospel Radio. This is Pastor Dorothea Patterson of Kingdom Come Deliverance Ministries. God bless you, and we'll be back next week, no doubt, hopefully at the regular time at 8:30. Yeah, that's right, 8:30. But that wasn't too bad, you know, the 10:30. I'm up, and, you know, I just thank God. I'm on fire for God. I was up, and I was ready, you know, to bring forth the word. And the Bible said at all times be ready, right? At all times be ready. So I was ready. And Pastor Todd Quaja, you know, wanted to bump the time up a little bit. I said, that's okay. We good. We still going to bring forth the word, you know, on tonight. And we both did. So I thank God for that, that the word still went forth, that Satan did not have his way, and that God empowered us. Both shows was awesome. Both shows was mighty. And I know that God showed up, and he's going to continue to show up. He's going to continue to bless this network. So, Lord, we thank you for blessing the network, that your gospel can be spreaded and that you may get the glory. We want God to get the glory, right? It's not about it. We want God to get the glory. We want his word to be spread. We want his gospel to be heard. This is the whole purpose of the network, that his gospel be spreaded, that people may be saved, that people may repent and turn to God. That's what it's about. That's the gospel that Jesus preached, right? He said, repent, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. So I'm only preaching what the Bible preached. It's not my word, but this is God's word on tonight. I'm going to come straight out of the book, not what I think, not what I feel. That's why I read the scriptures to you, because I want you to go back and just, you know, read the scriptures for yourself. You know, study to show yourself approved, because you never want to just go based on, you know, someone's word. You want to study to show yourself. You want to, well, I'm going to tell you this. If you study yourself to show yourself approved, when you listen to a preacher preach and they not lining up with the word, that don't fit with the word, you're going to know. You know, you want to know God's voice. We may not know the whole Bible, like everything in the Bible, you know, and I don't know, you know, it may be some people that do. I'm not going to say that I do, because I sure enough don't, but I can say I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. But what I can tell you is this: I have read a whole lot of the Bible. I've read most of the Bible. But I can tell you this: you can quote something. If it don't line up with the Bible and it don't sound like God, you ain't going to pull no wool over my eyes. You're not going to pull. If someone has the Holy Ghost, you're not, because the Holy Ghost is going to reveal all truth to you. What about when they didn't have no Bible? What about when they didn't have the Bible, they had the Torah? You know, yes, but what about the people that couldn't even read the Bible? God had to put it in their heart. Had to fill them with the Holy Ghost. There's some people that don't have but a second-grade education. I'm about to go into another whole piece. But God be the glory. We got to know the word, you know, for ourselves. And that's all. That's one thing. That's the one thing. If I don't leave you guys with nothing else, know the word for yourself. Sound doctrine. Sound doctrine. The Bible say it teach us that anyone teaches you anything other than the doctrine, this sound doctrine here, they're not of God. You run. You want sound doctrine. You want sound truth. You want to line it up with the word of God. You want to know that it's in the word. You want to know that this is what God is saying. You'll know that God, you know, somebody say, oh, the Bible says slap your enemy. You know, the Bible didn't say slap your enemy. The Bible said pray for your enemy. The Bible said feed your enemy and those that despitefully use you. You know, things like that. But the world will say opposite. The devil will say opposite. This pastor, Dorothy Patterson, be encouraged. God loves you. God loves you. Know that. Do not believe Satan. Satan is a liar. He will have you thinking that God don't love you. But how do you know? Because the Bible told you so. The Bible tells us that he gave his only begotten son for me and you. Yes, he did. God bless. I'm just stirred up. I can keep on. And on and on and on and on about the Lord, but I'm going to let it go on tonight. Glory be to God. God bless. I'll be back next Sunday, 8:30. God bless. You're listening to the word with Pastor Dorothy Patterson from Kingdom Come Deliverance Ministries. God bless. Good night.